Vinami, another pshat is like this. Kol heicho dechi mislibei b'masna. Anytime if you'll hang something onto these straps, onto the batin, Asya Basra will not snap away, it'll come along with it. Charato, that's a proof it's new. Vidach atikto, but if it snap away, that's a proof that it's older parchment. The older skin. Rashi says, Inam lech de mitli b'masra, says, Kishreich hazodim b'rtsua, hatluyim ben. The Yossi tefillin abasrei. Anytime somebody holds on to these ritsuas that the bottom is attached to, v'yena nitkim, they don't snap away, chalata, that's called new. V'idach shenitkin atik is called old one. Rosh Rashi says, l'shnachrin asa, abasa min shem spasha tor, v'vichato, that the skin stretches, that's called new. Otherwise, it's called atikta, it's called older parchment. Now the Gemara says, abaya, have Yosef came with Rabbi Yosef, abaya was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef. If Siklei Ritzuah the Tfili, on his Tfilin, his Ritzuahs, not the Batim, but Ritzuahs, the straps of the Tfilin, like snapped, came off. So what should he do now? Omalei Mal Lemiktri, want to know, could he tie them back on again? Omalei, he said back, no. The Pasuk says, Uksharatim Ksiv, should take Shira Tom, it has to be a nice knot. Rashi says, Teyak Shira No. And here, if you have another Kesher on it, excluding the first kesher, doesn't look nice. So you cannot make another knot on the ritzua to tie the ritzua back onto the main ritzua. Okay, that's possible. But omalei ravacha bered of Rabbi Yosef Ravashi mal lemitfere. Could I sew the ritzua back on again, the strap back on again? And v'yal l'tfila gavoi, I'll put the part that I sewed in, like inside, you won't be able to tell it was sewed back. It'll look nice. So what's the halacha? Omri said back to Puchazim Mayom Advar, go look out and see what the people, how we act. So Rashi says it means, and since we do not do this way, you cannot sew back your Ritzua onto the Tefillin. However, Tosfos learns no, usually when we say this lashon of Puchazim Mayom Advar, it always means to say Lekula, that since people act that way, it's Mutta. See, also Tosfos holds that if the Ritzuas snap off, and if there's some Ritzua still left on after the Kesher, then you let us sew the rest of the Ritzua back onto the remaining part of the Ritzua. Now the Gemara says, Amara Papa Papa says, Gardume Ritzuas Ksherois. Gardume Lechur means the leftover. So Pasha means to say, if at the beginning when you first had your tefillin, the straps were long enough, and later on it snapped, part of it came off, it's still kosher. That's called Gardume Ritzuas. Rashi's Masha Tolim and Eretzuas Liachas Shenikshru Barosh. After you make the Kesher on the Rosh, that Avad you have to have. If the left of the Ritzuas, the straps that come down, if that came off, so it's still kosher. That's what he says. But the Gemara says, Pulav Milsi, we do not hold like Reb Papa. Midiamri Bnei Rebbe Chiya. Since the Bnei Rebbe Chiya said like this, that Gardu Meit Cheles, the Aloch of Gardu Meit Cheles means by Tzitzis, there's a shear how long the Tzitzis have to be. If you first had the length, the right shear, and then later one or two ripped off, and there's still some left over, there it's kosher. The same thing with the gadumi ezov. The loch of an ezov is a shear. How long of the ezov you have to have by the kapara of the mitzvah? So if you had it at the beginning, that long of the ezov, the eistop, and then it got less, so ksherim. So the ik is, hosamu detash mishe mitzvininu, by tzitzis and by ezov, they're only considered tashmishe mitzvah. The other halacha is, since you first had the shear and then it got smaller, it's still kosher. Avalacha, but by tefillin, titashmishe kedusha ninu, here it's mochamer. Here it's tzidik kedusha, tashmishe kedusha, meaning that the tefillin itself has kedusha to it. So the ritzuas, the straps, is called tashmishe, is helping around kedusha. Here it's mochamer. And about here we do not say, gadume ritzuas is ksheris. Avad, if it's missing the shear, how long the Ritzuah is supposed to be, l'maisa it's possible. We'll soon see twice exactly how long the Ritzuah should be. Now the Gemara says, Michlal, the Yislu Shiroi. But now they were saying that if it's cut off, snapped off, there's not enough left over, it's possible. Mashma, there is a shear, how long the Ritzuah have to be, how long the straps of the tefillin have to be. So Mordechai says, the Kamish Shiroi, how long is the shear? Omar Rami Bar Chomer Meshlokish Ad Etzpatz Roda. Now Etzpatz Roda means till your middle finger. That's how long the Ritzuas have to go. Rav Kana Mochi Kofuf, Rav Kana showed the mashma, the middle finger should be bent over. That's for how long it has to go. Ravashi Mochi Poshet. Ravashi said, no, mashmi showed it, that the finger was extended straight. When it's extended straight, that's how long the ritzuas have to go. Now, Rabba Korta Lahu, Rav used like tie his tefillin, make the kesha sharush, and then the poshet v'shadilu, he would like throw the straps on the back, down the shoulders on the back, that's the way he used to have the straps of his ritzuas. The ritzuas of the tefillin. Rav Acher by Yaakov Kotalu, he would like a tie his tefillin sharush, have the knot there, or mastalu, and he would like, he would braid them together, Rashi is like braid them like three together, he would braid them. Ma braid the Rav Noi of it Kridan. He does the way we do. Kridan means like our minig, that we let them hang down in the front of us. That the Ritzuas shall rush. We talk to have the knot, the kesher in the back of our head. But then the Ritzuas, the straps, come down in the front of us. And that's the way we do it. Now the Shalom, what exactly does Gemara mean the length of the Ritzuas should be until your fingers? So Tosis Mashma, this part of the Gemara is going on the Tefillin Shel Yad. That how long does the Ritzuas, say the Tefillin Shel Yad, have to go? As long enough as we could do, wrap it around the arm, and then have some left over to go to your finger, to go to the middle finger, that's how long the ritzuas have to be. Then that's a shalom, so how long does the tefillin shel rush have to be, the ritzuas? So that test brings down, if minhagim, some said that the right side should go down to the mokum hamila, at least, and the left side should go down to the lave, or to tibura, where the navel is. But the kitzah, the right side should be longer than the left side. That's how long the ritzuas of the shorosh should be. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda bread, Rav Shmuel bar Shailis, Mishmei de Rav, Kesher shel tefillin, Halachu Moshe Mitzinai, that you have to have a kesher shel tefillin, both shorosh and shoyad, that's Halachu Moshe Mitzinai, that you have to have a ritzuah. Rashi says, it means sheye dalid, that on the ritzuah there should be an ois of a dalid, that sheye shakai nir aleim. How do we have the shin dalid yud? The shin is nearer on the top of the bias. And the dalid is nearer on the kesher. And yud is like on the oisimin, when the tefillin shel yad, the little ritzua sticking out by the kesher. That's blame it to a yud. So therefore, the kesher should have like a dalid. Amar Rav Nachman unuveim labar. That means unuveim, Rashi says, means the shame, the shin should be on the outside of it, or the dalid should be on the outside of it. It also means poshet, the nice side, the smooth side of the ritzuas, that should be out. Rav Ashi have a yosef kaim with the mazutra. Rav Ashi was sitting by in front of a mazutra. His hapchale ritzuah the tefillin. His tefillin, the ritzuas, straps were inside out. That was the smooth side was facing his body, and the bare side was outside. Omles, he said to him, Lesov lamar, don't you hold, on the veim labar, the nice shiny parts always be outside. Omles said back to him, you're right, labadatoy, I made a mistake, I just didn't realize it. But you're right, the bottom of the veim should be outside. Now the pasuk says, "V'rol kol ha'amoritz." All the amoritz should see, "Kishem ha'shenikru lecha." Hashem's name is upon you. Again, the pasuk says, "V'rol kol ha'amoritz kishem ha'shenikru lecha v'yoru mimecha." That the goyim will see the way Hashem's name is upon you, and they'll fear you. So Tanya, Reb Lezer, God loymer elut tefillin shavrosh. It means if a Jew is wearing a tefillin on his head, then the goyim will be afraid of us. That's the Metzias, that's the Kedushas, that's Tfilin, it says, V'yorom Yimecha. They said it's supposed to be a famous story with the Gero, the Vilna Goyin, that he's put into jail. When they took him out to see the judge, he like uncovered his Tfilin Shorosh, and they just let him go free. They were afraid of him, they just let him go free. That's this Pasuk, V'roh Chalam Yoretz, Kishem Asher Nikro Lecha, V'yorom Yimecha. Then the Pasuk says, V'yasi Reisi Eskata, take off my arm, Hashem said, V'risi, my palm, V'risi Asacharei, I'll let you see the back of me. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Rav Chona, Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon, Chasida, Malamed comes to teach us, Sheheru le HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Kesher Shel Tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the Kesher Shel Tefillin that he was wearing. The like Gemara Bracha says, just like we wear Tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wears Tefillin. And the Gemara says that what it says in Hashem's Tefillin. But HaKoponim, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the kesher of his tefillin sharosh, the back of his head, like a dugma, whatever that means. Omer Rav Yehuda, kesher shel tefillin, tzarech sheyeh lemalom, the knot of the tefillin sharosh should be on the top part of your head. True, it's in the back, but it shouldn't be all the way down, but it should be on the top part, means that we always say where your hair is still there, it should not be below your hairline, in the back of your head. That's called, it should be lamala. Kedei shehei Yisrael lamala, dugmat klai Yisrael should be always lamala both, v'loi lamata, not on the bottom. And also, v'tzorach shehei kalafei penim, should be towards the penim, kedei shehei Yisrael lefenim lov liyokor. Klai Yisrael should always be like in front, and not on the back. So what does exactly mean kalafei penim? So Rashi says it means, mimul arif, in the back of your neck, again, like we had before, begaiva, on the top of your neck, not on the bottom of your neck, but on the back of the neck, and Rashi has the means, v'loi b'tzid yirosh, and not that it should be on the side of your head, but it has to be in the back. That's called, even with Ashen, it means, lefnim, v'loi l'ochor, means it's exactly the opposite of your head. Now, Omer Shmuel bar bidrei, Omer Rav, three Omri loy, some say, Yamri loy, some say, Omer Rav Achor, Aricha, Omer Rav Huna, it was Rav Achor, Aricha, the son of Rav Huna, V'yamrilon, some say, Omer Rav Menashe, Omer Shmuel. That Rav Menashe is saying over the name of Shmuel, Tfilin, Meyei Mesai Mevorach Aleihen, when exactly do you have to make the bracha? On Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Rosh, if you make a bracha, when do we have to make the bracha on Yach Tfilin? So he says, Mishas HaNechosin, when you're putting it on. So Mishas HaNechosin is a mashma, after it's on you already, then you make the bracha, after it's on. So this verse says, Eini, it's not true. I the Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, that the klal is kol ha mitzvahs kulun, all mitzvahs, mevorach aleihen oivel asiyosin. You always have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And according to you here, that you're making the bracha after you put them on already, that's after the mitzvah. So more says like this, Abayev Rav Yehuda Tavayu, both Abayev Rav say like this, Mishas hanochas v'yad shas kshira. Means true, you make the bracha after the tefillin is on your hand already, but before you tighten it, before you make the knot. So really, like Rashi says, Techivon, the dying like Koshrin, since you did not make the knot yet, Oivel Asiyosin, it's called Oivel Asiyosin. So if so, that's how we'd make the mitzvah of the bracha also. After the tefillin is on your hand, but you didn't make it tight yet, it's not the kesh yet. It's not called, you did the Mais Anocha. So before the tefillin is on your hand, it's Oivel Yoiv, it's too much before. But after the tefillin is on your hand, right before you tighten it, that's the right time, that's called Oivel Asiyosin, that's the right time to make the bracha. And the same thing with the tefillin Shal Rosh. Like after you have the tefillin on your head, before you tighten it down, then you make the bracha. That's like before we make our kesha. Because the klal, our tefillin Shal Rosh, we do not make the kesha every day. We leave the kesha there. Our whole thing is we tighten it down. So before we tighten it down, that's like the gemara, the mitzvah, the maisa, so we make the bracha before we finish tightening down our tefillin, both Shal Rosh and the Shal Yad. All right, we'll stop here. All right, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.